Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. We're finally getting a little consistently good and warm weather. Hopefully folks were able to get out and about, enjoy the yard, garden, and beautiful weather overall this past weekend. We have been getting a few more questions into the office, which means people must be getting out there, getting out in the yard, and enjoying things. A few things to chat about today, whether you're gardening for beauty or gardening for food. The two things we're going to talk about today from the ISU Extension Horticulture Department are garden mums and rhubarb. We'll start off with rhubarb. Rhubarb, your trivia for the day, is actually classified as a vegetable, but is often used as a fruit in desserts because of its high acidity level that gives it a tart flavor. If you are looking to plant rhubarb for the first time, or if you have well-established rhubarb, we have a few tips for you to keep in mind. First of all, if you're looking to plant or transplant rhubarb, you want to look for a site that is well-drained and fertile soil, very high in organic matter. Work the soil very deeply, about 12 to 15 inches down, and add liberal amounts of organic matter such as compost or barnyard manure before you plant the rhubarb. Rhubarb does also require full sun, so your planting site should receive at least 6 hours of direct sun each day, which means you want to avoid shady sites near trees or shrubs. When should you plant that rhubarb? Well, spring is a good time to start. You can purchase your rhubarb plants at garden centers or from mail order catalogs. You can also dig and divide large existing plants. These plants grown in pots should be planted at the same depth that they are currently growing in their pots. If you ordered bare root plants through the mail, you can plant those with the buds about 1 to 2 inches below the soil surface. Dig and divide large plants in early spring before the growth starts. As soon as you can easily work the soil, dig deeply all the way around the rhubarb clump and lift the entire plant out of the ground. Divide it into sections by cutting down through the crown between the buds. Each division should contain at least 2 or 3 large buds and a large portion of the root system. Replant those divisions as soon as possible. If you're putting them next to each other in a row, make sure you're spacing them at least 3 foot apart to allow them to continue to grow. If you have rhubarb varieties and are wondering which ones are best if you're looking in those catalogs or garden centers, some cultivars recommended for Iowa include Canada Red, Crimson Red, McDonald, and Valentine. All have attractive red stalks and are very good choices for the Iowa climate. Victoria is another one, although that is a green-stalked cultivar, so make sure you know what you're purchasing if you're getting that, as some folks look to the red color of the stalks to know when they are ready to pick. When can I start planting your newly planted rhubarb? After you've planted your rhubarb, you can start harvesting probably after about 2 years or 2 growing seasons. This 2-year establishment allows the plants to become strong and productive, so if you planted this year, reduce the temptation to get your rhubarb cobbler fix or borrow some from a friend for a couple years. You do want to make sure that those plants get good and developed, have plenty of time to put down a strong root system before you go ahead and harvest those. Rhubarb should be harvested over about a 4-week period in the 3rd year, and in the 4th and succeeding years, stalks can be harvested for the full 8 to 10 week harvest period. They do also recommend that you stop harvesting rhubarb usually late June to allow the rhubarb to make sure it gets enough leaf production to get some food stored so the rhubarb can overwinter and you will have a healthy and productive plant in subsequent years to continue enjoying your rhubarb. If you're more interested in gardening or equally interested in gardening for beauty and like mums, we'll talk a little bit about garden mums. First of all, mums, there are two different types. Garden mums and florist mums would be those sold by retailers throughout the year. Garden mums are more cold hardy and have a shorter dark period requirement. which means most of these cultivars bloom early fall in Iowa. Almonds, or chrysanthemums, are photoperiodic, meaning they bloom in response to day length. They are short day plants, so they bloom in response to shorter days and longer nights, which is why we see them have that beautiful color as the days begin to get shorter in the fall. If you're planting garden mums, the best time to do so is the spring. Mums planted in spring survive the winter much better than those planted in fall. Spring-planted mums have the opportunity to grow and establish themselves over a period of several months to get a well-established root system set down and also to get some energy reserves stored up to bloom again the following year. Mums planted in fall have very little time to establish themselves before winter and are much more likely to be damaged or destroyed, especially during some of the cold winter that we've had here lately. A good planting site for chrysanthemums would be moist, well-drained soils. They do not do well in wet, poorly drained sites. If you have hard or difficult to work soils, you can incorporate 2 to 3 inches of organic matter, such as compost, peat, or manure, into the soil. Garden mums also need full sun. The planting site should receive at least 6 hours of direct sun per day. If you are planting your garden mums, plant them at the same depth as they were growing in the container. Space them 18 to 30 inches apart, depending on the mature size of the cultivar. That should usually be listed on the tag, or if you purchased them out of a garden catalog, it should tell you approximately what the spread of that plant is once it reaches mature size. You want to thoroughly water those plants after you plant them and continue to water on a regular basis for 2 to 3 months. And again, we're trying to get that good, strong, deep root system established to help them overwinter. If you'd like to divide your chrysanthemums, early spring is a good time to do that. Dig them up in early spring just as the new growth is beginning to appear. Divide each plant into sections with a sharp knife. Each division should contain several shoots and a portion of the root system. Replant the divisions immediately and keep the newly divided plants well watered through spring and summer. Garden mums also benefit from pinching plants 2 or 3 times in spring and early summer. The pinching back of the primary bud heads will produce bushier plants and additional flowers. So when your new shoots are about 6 inches tall, pinch out the tips with your fingers, a pruning shears or hedge clippers. Some new lateral or side shoots should develop along those stems. Pinch those again when the new shoots reach a length of about 6 inches. You can continue pinching until early July, but plants pinched after that date may not have sufficient time to form the flower buds that we need to get that beautiful bloom in fall. For more questions about yard, garden, home, or beyond, give us a call at the Cass County Extension Office, 243-1132. Stop in our office at 805 West 10th Street or find us anytime online. Just look up Cass County ISU Extension. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson from the Cass County Extension Office.